Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, before we start the show, we want to say that we're currently on tour and we're going up and down the country. So what we would want to say that is that if you're coming to one of our shows and you wanted to express love in whatever form that is, maybe you want to ask your partner out, or maybe you want to propose, or maybe you just want to tell someone that you love them, and you're happy to stand up in our show and do it with us on stage, we would love to hear from you. So all you got to do is send us a message at Newlyweds Podcast on Instagram, or send us an email, newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk. Start the message with live show, and you can join us on stage or in the audience on our live tour. It's going to be incredible. And also, if you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to it, because it makes the world a difference. Okay, you ready for this, honey?
We're ready.
Let's go. People listening to this don't know where we are, so you need to explain.
Okay, so we're
that.
In Liverpool.
Yeah, we're in Liverpool.
Can I check jacket? Oh, it's funny.
You're just ridiculous.
Checking the rice. Fuck, I'm really bad.
You can't just start. You have to give reference of what's going
guys,
on.
Guys, we're in Liverpool because we are recording a podcast because we're on our tour. It's commenced. It starts tomorrow. We're going to be in Scotland. My brain isn't working. We're driving up to Glasgow today and we're in Liverpool because God only knows why, to be honest. God only knows why.
Why don't you explain? Give us a run through of what's happened, where we are, what we're doing.
All right. So we get in a car on Sunday.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
And we drive 6 hours to Liverpool.
Yes.
Was it 6 hours? Yeah, about.
No, it was about 3 hours.
It was about four. And we arrive in Liverpool and we go for dinner.
Yeah.
We went to a Greek restaurant. Delicious. We ate.
There's no need for this.
Okay, so we're in Liverpool because we're rehearsing for our show in Glasgow. I don't know why we're rehearsing in Liverpool because we're not doing a show here. I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but I just go with the flow because I'm easy breezy like that.
You didn't know why we were going to Liverpool.
Do you know? I bet you don't. Tell me why.
I actually don't know.
Why are we in Liverpool?
I actually don't know why we're in Liverpool.
We just decided to convoy.
We got in the car.
We decoyed to Liverpool, yeah. Just because why the hell not?
We just got in the car and just decided to go to Liverpool to rehearse in Liverpool.
It was just always arranged that we were rehearsing in Liverpool. Despite us living in London, I'm sure there are lots of rehearsable spaces in London, but no. We like to make life easy for ourselves. Off we go to Liverpool.
Because we're currently on tour, right?
I've said that.
I know. I'm just making it clear that we are actually
on tour. We're cruising about. We're having well of a time. Jamie keeps saying to me, I love being on tour every 5 minutes.
I do. I love it.
Well, you're not acting like it today.
No, because today, do you know why? It's because we've been rehearsing for the last 3 days.
2 days.
Three days.
Don't exaggerate. 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, Pussycat Doll.
All right, Pussycat Doll. We've been rehearsing for the last 2 days, and my back hurts. Do you know why?
Because you've been carrying it.
Yes, exactly.
Your shit, chap.
Because I've
boring me.
I've been carrying it. I have to.
You've been carrying it. No, let me tell guys. I'll tell you what's happening. Jamie obviously wants to host the Oscars, so he's seeing this as a preview for him hosting the Oscars. He thinks, I'm going to host this show to the best of my ability, forgetting that people are going to see it because it's a podcast.
You think...
That was a little bit real for you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Space a little insecure.
It didn't at all. You think that the reason that I want to do the show is because this is going to help me host the Oscars.
Yes, I do. And you don't care if you squash me on your way up.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's hosting away. He's basically, guys, he just is speaking to the audience like he hosts it. But what you're forgetting is, yeah, okay, you've got to obviously talk to the audience a little bit, but you and I are doing a show together.
You're not explaining, you're explaining your own emotions.
I think people could understand it. Look, it's a podcast show. Yeah. You're not talking to me. You're just basically you're doing a one man show. That's what you're doing. No. You're doing a one man show.
No, I'm not.
And then you boss me around when I.
I'll tell you what's happened, guys. Is
do you know what you said? You said I just was anxious for the last show because I thought I was just going to have to talk at you for the entire show.
And I did a little bit. You were amazing.
Yeah, because you put it on a week before my wedding.
So we've been rehearsing really long for 2 days. And I'm a little bit tired today, but that's all right. And Sophie just smells of Marmite. That's all. I don't know,
because I'm scared, because I don't want people to think differently of me, but I've been having a Red Bull. I had a Red Bull, and I'm convinced that taurine is coming out of my skin. My hands smell of, like, it's not Marmite, but it is a peculiar smell. It's not bad. It's quite nice. And don't worry, I've washed them multiple times. They still smell of it. It's like taurine. It smells
it's
of Red
not
Bull.
It's not taurine.
It's Red Bull sinking out of my hands.
I think you've been brushing your teeth with Marmite.
It's not my mouth that smells of Marmite.
It is.
Well, you've been brushing your teeth with shit. I think I've got taurine coming out of my hands and I just don't know what to do about it, but...
You don't have... Can we please try and work out why you think you smell of Marmite so much? Because it's an interesting smell that's coming out of you at the moment.
It's a lovely smell. What's the smell that you often have on your hands? What's the smell that you often just sniff and then make me smell?
What
smell? Because it stinks. It absolutely stinks.
Wait, what smell do I make?
I don't know, but you've done it to me a few times. We all know that you like touch your arsehole and smell it. He doesn't do it in plain sight anymore because we have had words and it isn't a joke. Like, it will be cause for divorce. So
I
don't mean to be disgusting, and this is so gross.
When
and
was like, I touching my arsehole in plain sight?
Loads. When
Are
I
you
first
serious?
Started dating, you were like, you would touch your arsehole and sniff it, your fingers like that. And actually, I basically didn't know you well enough. And I felt bad for you because I was like, is this some weird tick he's got? I obviously can't call him up on it. Little did I know you were doing it in front of me with no shame.
What was I doing?
You sniffed your arsehole and then would sniff your fingers like that. Yeah, you did.
This is a complete joke.
You don't go
You're
that...
embarrassing me in front of everyone.
You don't go in that way. You go in that way.
You don't go in the front way or the back way.
Right, but basically... I just don't know how to describe it, and this is so vile, but if anyone, I don't know, the smell smells like earrings. That's the only way I can smell it.
What, my smell that I have?
Like, we can't talk about it, we can't, because people will start to be disgusted at you.
Can you please establish that I don't actually do that, because that is...
You do it all the time.
Are you joking?
All the time.
I really don't.
And also this, just like, is something Ted Bundy would do, or some weird, like, murder. I tell you, American Psycho... It's like you've got hair.
It looks like you're playing the xylophone. What is that? What is that? It looks like you're playing the harmonica.
It's not me who does it, it's you.
With your fingers over your nose.
Yeah, it's fucking gross. Stop.
I don't do that, just to put it out there. But you do smell of Marmite, and that's lovely and amazing, and it's great. Today's going to be a great episode because we're going to talk about a few things, but also very excitingly on the episode, we have producer Jack, who is on tour with us currently. And he's going to give us an insight into what it's like behind the scenes on tour with us. So, should we get into the episode?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
Married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Newlyweds Podcast. My name is Jamie Lang.
And my name is Sophie Haboo.
That's right, honey.
And want soon to be Sophie Lang.
Wow.
Well,
that's a big step for you.
Maybe.
Well, why would you want to change it?
Well, you always tell me I have to.
I never say you have to change
it. Okay, let's I'm still Sophie Abu, and we'll just cross that bridge when it needs to be crossed.
Tour has been interesting, guys, because I, apart from today, have been wearing the same outfit for the last 3 days.
We both have been wearing, I packed really badly because, you know, in London, April, it's kind of hot. Liverpool, not so much. Mm-hmm. Gale force winds. I am freezing. And you're walking around with toothpaste all down your jumper.
I had toothpaste down my jumper, but also I have forgotten to bring my toothbrush, which I have forgotten to bring my toothbrush. You know this.
You said you were just using it on day one. You've been using it since we've arrived. I will be sick.
I've been using your toothbrush every single day. I don't think there's a problem with that.
I do. I definitely do because I love you dearly, but no, 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 no.
Are you serious?
No, Jamie, come on. I don't like that.
I've been using your toothbrush morning and evening. Before you use it as well, every time.
It's always got like gross toothpaste dribbling down it, and I'm judging myself. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Why am I not washing my toothbrush properly? You sicko.
Are you, why are you so worried about me using
because,
your toothbrush?
Because, Jamie, you tell me you have bad teeth.
I don't have bad teeth at all.
I have really clean teeth. Like, some people, like, you went to see a hygienist and they said that you've just, like, bad teeth, right?
No, they didn't. They said, no, they didn't say
what
that.
Did they say? I love you so much, but I don't want those germs on my toothbrush.
I don't have any germs in my mouth. I think my mouth is very clean.
My breath does not smell bad. I know we've been making it out. It's not it does.
Your breath stinks of Marmite, so there you go.
Oh, for God's sake, it doesn't. And you know what? If it did, that smells like puppy breaths. Puppy breaths, they smell of Marmite and weed debates.
Do they really?
Yeah, if I could have a puppy, it would be the smell of puppy breaths.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've been using your toothbrush, which is great. Sophie is also one of the most exciting things I've ever seen. Sophie decided to go and buy some Crocs, didn't you?
Yeah.
She's wearing, are you wearing them today? Yeah. No, they're down there. Sophie has bought, you won't be able to see this because obviously it's a podcast. She's bought leather Crocs. Leather Crocs.
Okay, but just picture shorts, like socks.
Why are you holding them up in the air? No one gets.
They're really big as well. I mean, but guys, Crocs, wow, they're comfy. I don't know why I got a size 9. Are you joking? Guys, they're a size 9. They've been full boots on my feet, and I'm like, Jesus, what's going on here? So I bought myself a size 9. Bear in mind, I'm a size 5. I bought myself 4 sizes up. I'm clopping about in these clogs around Liverpool in the rain. Great. It's real great.
It's actually been so funny. And then one night we were came back from our rehearsal day, and we were going to bed, and Sophie said, why don't you just have a drink of this magnesium drink? Hold on, let me just finish. She said, have a drink of this magnesium drink. So I drank it, and I have never needed the shits more in my entire life. You put laxative in that drink, and do not lie. Tell me the truth on this podcast. Did you put laxative in that drink?
No, but I know people are going to write in because I am aware that magnesium helps your digestive system. I am aware of that. It is not, however, a laxative, and magnesium is typically to help your nervous system relax. Anyway, I have heard that magnesium helps your digestive system. No, no, what happened to you was nothing to do with me. You ate a bowl of chili and it came straight through you.
No, it wasn't that.
Are you joking?
I swear to God, Sophie, well, it was the worst stomach that I've ever had
in my
entire life.
Yes, I know. I'm sharing a room with you. I'm fully aware.
The greatest thing also about our room in Liverpool is that it's, and I don't know why the hotel is designed like this, because if you were having a romantic weekend away, it'd be the worst thing in the world. That you come into the room, and there's the bedroom in there on the right hand side. On the right hand side is the bathroom. The bathroom is glass, so you can see into it.
It's also not soundproof. And I was so desperate.
It's like you're sitting in a window.
Also, I'm literally
why
like,
are people watching? Take a shit in the bedroom.
There
it's
is a curtain,
so
you just
good.
Didn't choose to pull it.
Huh?
There is a curtain, you just didn't choose to pull it.
I don't know how to get the curtain round it, so I just
You
open.
Just pull it with your arms. But
was there a laxative in it?
No, there wasn't, but you pooed so much. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. I've never heard you that unwell. I've never heard you that unwell, to the point where I haven't stopped thinking about it. I definitely think we need to go check that out when we get home.
It was actually the worst thing ever.
I know.
What is the best thing about being on tour with me? Give it to me.
I like being on tour with the other people.
Well, you don't
no,
like being...
No, I love you, but you are quite hectic vibes.
What am I hectic about?
You are, yeah. Like your brain. I can't bear talking to someone when their eyes are like not looking at you. So you'll be speaking to them and he'll be like, thinking about something else, and then he'll be like, yeah, yeah. So guys, what we need to do, and I'm like, okay, no point then.
You just made no sense.
I know. I'm also tired all of the time. Ooh, exhausted.
You can't just flip-flop into doing
I'm exhausted.
You can't copy. What is the best thing about being on tour with me? Go.
The best thing about being on tour with you is...
Yeah. Literally nothing. Are you joking?
I can say what the worst things are.
Okay, what are the worst things?
Okay, the worst things are you're really bossy. You tell me over and over and over and over and over again that I need to wait for the audience to react. And I repeat, I will wait for the audience to react when they react. But I can't pretend how long they're going to laugh for. They are not here in rehearsal. And you will do it again the next time. But just wait for the audience to react. There's no fucking audience. That's driving me insane. That's really driving me insane. And what other things?
What other things?
Oh, just so much, to be honest.
Yeah, so much.
That's driving me insane. What other things?
You make me laugh so much. One of the funniest things that's happened so far on tour is, I'm not going to ruin it for anyone who has been on tour or is coming on tour, so I'm going to keep it a secret. But we have a surprise for people on who are coming to the show, which is going to be amazing. And it surprises a person who is on tour with us.
Okay.
And they've been rehearsing with us because we had to do things. And they were sitting in the front of the car. And Sophie was in the back. And Sophie suddenly laughed and snorted and spat. And the spit landed on his jacket. And he was in the back.
I know. That's probably because he's going to listen to this. Okay.
And Sophie was just laughing and pointing at it.
No, I wasn't.
You were. You didn't do anything about it.
What other things have been good?
You also told me this most amazing story that
what?
I just had no idea about ever. Is that your dad, Patrick, went and bought you some medicine to make your boobs grow?
Oh, yeah. I was like 14.
Can you really set the scene? Because I want to understand this again.
Okay, so I started my period late. I developed late. Is that puberty late? Anyway, so I had flat boobs and I really wanted big boobs. Anyway, by my school, there was this Chinese herbal medicine place. And I don't know what would have come over me at the age of maybe 13, 14 to go in there. But I went in there and said to the man behind the counter, "Do you have a pill that can make my boobs grow?"
Who says that?
And he said, "Yes, I do." And he went into the bag and he got me these like pills, and they were probably like, I don't know, however much money. So I got all my coins together, my lunch money, and I paid for these pills. And then I ran out and I sent a photo to my dad and I said, "Can you go pick up these pills?" I made him go buy these boob pills for me. And I think to this day, he thinks he must have helped me along the way.
It's complete and utter nonsense, that is. Because we're in Liverpool at the moment and we're going on tour, we're going to Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, Dublin, London.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you some quick fire questions about different people and where they come from. I wanted you to try and do the accent as well. Yeah. Okay, so if I was going to say
Birmingham.
You think Peaky Blinders are from Birmingham?
Yeah.
And what are the? And if you were going to be someone from Peaky Blinders, how would it go?
What's his name?
Thomas Shelby.
I'm from Birmingham. Do you have some mic up? Not bad. Thank you very much.
But no, that's...
I'm from Birmingham.
No, that's Liverpool.
Some mic up? No, it isn't.
It is.
Oh, all right. We'll do Birmingham then. I'm from Birmingham.
There you
got
go.
Some mic up.
Why do you keep saying mic up?
Because in drama school, someone taught me that's how you get into a Birmingham accent. There's always words to trigger you.
Okay.
No, oh, I didn't go to drama school.
Next question. Here we go.
Drama class.
Next question.
Yeah.
Oasis, where are they from?
Manchester. Am I right?
And who are the lead singers of Oasis?
Kai.
Who are the lead singers of Oasis?
I have no idea who the Oasis are. Kyle?
Kyle? And try and do the Oasis accent.
Sophia, give me 5 minutes peace. I just want 5 minutes peace.
It's not bad. Okay, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's
no. Not,
that's all right. Stop looking to everyone for support.
Because Ewan's from Manchester. Right, okay. Okay, give
quick
me
fire.
A Manchester.
You it's quick good. Fire. Lorraine Kelly.
Oh, Scotland.
Okay, from where?
Glasgow.
There we go. Do the accent.
Scottish.
Okay, I'm going to go on to the next one. What
about... What other places are we going to?
What about Bono?
Dublin.
And who's Bono the lead singer for?
Bono? I don't fucking know.
Try and guess.
Bono isn't a solo artist, isn't he?
No.
The Rolling Stones?
Bono, one of the biggest bands in the world.
Take that? What the hell? I don't know. I don't...
Keep going. You're close. You are actually close.
Okay, so the Rolling Stones, take that.
Name another big boy band.
Westlife.
Close.
One Direction.
You think Bono's the lead singer of Westlife?
Niall Diamond. You know what's really bad? You know what, guys? You know what's really bad about this segment? I'm getting anxiety and I don't feel comfortable because I read on TikTok that people are writing, it's so obvious she's putting on how dumb she is. So now I'm all really self-conscious because I'm not. Because I'm not. So I don't want to do these sections anymore. Just
one more guess.
I'm not dumb. I'm just not clued up on every band name.
That's true. Not, so Niall Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Okay, not Neil Diamond. Bono, last...
Bono, okay, fucking hell, take that. Robin,
okay,
say.
I'm gonna do the first...
Sing a song, an honour.
No, first letter, U.
Oh, UTA. What? I just don't know it.
U? That's the first, and then the second one is what? Give a number.
U3. I don't know. I'm really young, actually. I'm young. U2.
Yes!
Oh, God, I wouldn't have known that.
Well done, honey. Okay, Mick Hucknall.
You gotta be kidding.
Mick Hucknall.
Actor?
No, singer.
Are these from places that we're going
yeah,
to?
Yeah, where's Mick Hucknall from?
Birmingham.
No. Guinness.
Ireland.
Well done.
Dublin.
Alison Hammond.
I'm from Ireland. Your man, your woman. Alison Hammond, she's from London.
Birmingham.
And
then the last one, Knees and Tatties.
Oh, Glasgow.
That's exactly from Scotland. That's exactly it. Oh, my God, that was... a bit full on, if I'm totally honest.
Ooh, should we get Jack on the podcast?
I tell you what, honey, because we're on tour, we're going to speed through the episode in a lovely way. So I think, to relax everyone, I think it's time for...
Listener's Messages.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you guys so much for sending in your listeners' messages as always. We absolutely love them. I say the same thing every single time.
You do, and it's boring as hell.
It's not boring.
No, but you saying that.
Okay, well, should we get straight into them?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a listener's message from Anonymous. Hello, you gorgeous pair.
Hello.
So I recently started a new relationship, and one lazy Saturday morning, we were getting down with the good stuff. I had just started to give him a blowjob, and before you know it, we were starting to practice, oh my God, my deep-throating technique.
Fair enough.
My previous long-term relationship was extremely vanilla, so this was never on the cards. How is that vanilla? I mean, anyway... Now, after a while of practicing, a few laughs shared and some...
Why were they practicing? They were just doing it, right?
Yeah, I think so. A few laughs and some shared serious gag reflex overcoming, we finally made some progress and he said that he was getting close. Suddenly feeling quite confident, I thought, oh yeah, you are, and pushed myself. Oh my God, this is...
I'm really confused. Sorry. Just rewind. So girls, sorry, no judgment, but I have to understand. Am I meant to have practiced to do that?
So if you don't, can't get into this too much.
Wait, girls go, can we practice doing that? And like you just go through your gag reflex. I'm baffled. I'm honestly baffled. You couldn't pay me to say, would you mind just giving me a chance with this? Would you mind letting me practice on you?
There was some gagging, spluttering, and I tried to regain my composure, but found myself instantly thinking, I'm going to be sick. The fear and pure panic as the feeling took over me, despite trying to breathe at the same time, inhaling even more of his dick into my throat. Oh my God, this matches so much. In the weird state of panic, feeling like I could vomit or worse, start choking, I found myself still...
Just read it out, you pussy.
Ewan has really gone for it on this one. Do you want me to read this out?
Yes.
It is so full on. Feeling like I could vomit or worse, die choking on his dick, I found myself still wanting to make him come. Hilarious, I know. New relationship bliss. Suddenly, oh no, you know the feeling, girls.
Yeah. I've thrown up before.
Oh my God, Sophie, what is going on? Are you joking? Are you joking?
Yeah, no, I'm not joking.
Oh my God.
You can say I am, it makes you feel better. It was a joke.
Oh my God.
Come on, read it out.
I vomited. His penis was still lodged well and truly somewhere, quite tricky, and I could feel the sick coming up fast, and it had nowhere to go. Oh, hello, snorting vomit up my nostrils.
Oh, God.
I have honestly never wanted to die more. I was mortified. I lay there in silence for what seemed like an eternity, as he very sweetly and lovingly reassured me. It couldn't have put him off, though, because 10 minutes later, we were back at the same game instantly.
Bloody hell. God,
that is the most aggressive... listener's message.
You're being silly today. We've had worse than that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And by the way, I'm not judging. I'm just annoyed that I never thought that you had to practice. Like, I just wasn't in the know. Like, each to their own, you know what I mean? Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Jesus, these ones today are full on. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay, this is from Anonymous. I mean, people are really sending them in today.
People are going for it.
We're on a honeymoon in Fiji. And we decided to book a special day trip to our very own private desert island with a gorgeous picnic the next morning. The crew took us by speedboat to this incredible island, and just a few rocks and palm trees, they set up this stunning picnic and left us, saying they would be back in a few hours to pick us up. Sounds like you and I.
Yeah, I bet that. I know.
This was in the days before mobile phones, so we were totally marooned and it was totally magical. We cracked open some champagne and had a little explore. The island was tiny and we were completely alone, so decided to strip off and enjoy the sun. It's exactly what we did. Sand and sea, totally naked, and of course, we were a little bit frisky. Not like us, okay? It's totally not like us. Halfway through, I suddenly got the most horrific tummy cramps and realized that I desperately needed a poo with some serious urgency. Last night's lobster had obviously not agreed with me. My husband thought it was hilarious and pointed at the rocks and said I should just run over there and relieve myself with a small amount of privacy. This was not the romantic honeymoon I had imagined. I managed to run to the rocks just in time and the relief was immense. With no loo roll or anything, I hurried, chucked some sand over the enormous poo and went for a swim to freshen myself up. We then got back down to it until I noticed my husband was slightly distracted and looking over to the sea.
Oh God.
I turned to follow his stare and a small cruise ship had appeared out of nowhere. Before we knew it, they had launched a tender and were motoring towards our private desert island. We couldn't believe it. We grabbed our clothes and covered ourselves up in just time for 30 tourists arriving at the beach, shouting hello and invading our magical, peaceful day. We were horrified. They then started exploring the island and set up a volleyball net and God knows what else. You can imagine my horror when a group of them started heading towards the rocks I had not long earlier used as a private loo. It wasn't long before one of the ladies shouted back towards the group, "Hey guys, there must be wild animals on the island as there's a huge pile of shit here." I was mortified. The island was tiny and there was blatantly no animals at all on the island, just me and my husband. We had to sit there for 4 hours waiting for our speedboat to come pick us up and return us to our hotel, whilst the cruise passengers searched the island for the mysterious wild animals. It wasn't exactly the romantic and magical day we'd thought we had signed up for.
That is genius.
That is genius.
Okay, I've got a love story.
Okay, give it to me, honey.
I thought I'd tell you about how my boyfriend and I met. For a few years, I've been going to a modern jive dance class. About 2.5 years ago, I went to my usual dance class with my sister and saw this man standing over on the other side. I'd never seen him before and I told my sister how good looking I thought he was. I found out that one of our friends from the dance class had brought along a few of his friends from work to try the dance class, and that included this new handsome man. Our friend told me to go and dance with this guy as he's new and very nervous. So off I went to dance with him. I was so scared as it is so not like me to do something like that. But we had a dance and I could feel that the connection between us was so strong. After the dance had finished, I went over to my sister and I said, I found the love of my life. I even phoned my mum and told her that I was in love. I felt so silly saying it at the time. The next week, my sister and I went back to the same dance class and I really hoped he was going to be there again. I walked in and there he was. I went over and asked him to dance and we had a few other dances throughout the night. He made me laugh so much and I couldn't believe how lucky I was to find him. But I felt he was out of my league. At the end of the night, he asked if I was going to come to the class next week. I wasn't able to, so I said no. I then asked if he was going and he said, there's no reason for me to come if you're not going to be here. My heart melted and I had so many butterflies in my tummy. But then the dance class ended and he left without saying goodbye. I was gutted that he thought he must not like me. I walked out of the dance class with my sister and there he was. He'd been waiting for me to come out as he wanted to get my number. It was really like a scene out of a rom-com. I gave him my number and the rest is history. 2.5 years down and forever to go. And to this day, we still go to that dance class, but now we go along together.
Oh, I got tingles.
That
is so lovely.
Love is everywhere. You just need to not look and it'll be around the corner.
We obviously are all over the place at the moment because being on tour, but this was recorded whilst on the tour in Glasgow. Here it is. All right, you ready for this one? This is from, I'm going to say the name. It's from someone called Kerry. Okay, well,
Kerry!
You ready for this? My ex-boyfriend accidentally posted a picture of my mum giving him a blowjob on Facebook. This was 2 years after we broke up, and the photo was from when we were going out.
No.
He got in touch and we're back together.
What?
What do I do?
You've not said the best bit. Shall I read it?
Yep.
Maybe I'm Delulu, but he said mine were better.
Oh.
Kerry, we need words. No. No going back to that boyfriend. And your mum, no.
But maybe they were just, I don't know, maybe they were like...
No. That's crossing the barrier.
But honey, just maybe there's an... Maybe it was like a joke or April Fool's. Maybe there was a...
What, she was sucking her dick for his dick for a joke?
Sucking her dick?
Skilled.
That is wild.
What a laugh.
They're still together.
It's wild. I just can't understand how she'd take him back.
I think there might be, maybe there's a reasoning behind it.
No, there isn't. If your mum is sucking your boyfriend's dick, you go bye-bye to them both.
To them both?
I'm not accepting my mum doing that. No. I think I'd have to reevaluate our relationship.
Would you really?
Yes.
You could, come on. Forgiveness, honey.
No.
Guys, I want to say a big thank you for all of your messages. They were pretty wild today, but also the love story was amazing. As always, you can send us all of your messages, anything at all. Wedding season is on the horizon, so maybe some wedding stories as well. Please send them to @newlywedspodcast. You just slide into our DMs or send us an email, newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk. Everything is in the show description if you want it. And please send them in because we want to hear from you. That's the end of...
Listeners' messages.
Okay, guys, now I know that we did an episode before where we had an emotional time saying goodbye to producer Jack. Well, producer Jack has actually come on tour with us, which is really, really exciting. Soph, how do you feel about producer Jack being on tour with us?
I absolutely bloody love it.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? So we thought, what better way to gauge what we're like on tour? because we're doing it at the moment, than to get producer Jack on to discuss it all. Are you ready for that?
I'm so ready.
Okay, please welcome to the episode, producer Jack. Jackie, how are you?
I'm fantastic, thanks. I like how you asked Sophie what it's like. Like, she had to say it was nice. I'm so close, you know, it'd been weird if...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it is nice. It's lovely.
I don't think... You're thinking about two things at once.
I'm not.
I think you are.
Your hair's freaking me out.
You're thinking about two things at once, because I think if I asked you a question right now, you'd be like thinking about one thing, but going back...
I'm not. I'm very good at multitasking.
So were you thinking about something else?
No.
You were?
Jack, how is it?
Every day it's been like this. so good. It's been so fun, hasn't it?
Jackie, give it to me. So what is it like being on tour with us? You have to give us everything.
Okay. It started off with a bang. Yep. We're in a car together. You're in a wife beater with your shoes off and, mm-hmm. and your feet
oh,
out.
Oh, God, yeah, your feet out.
Yeah, I was. Okay. Yeah.
That sort of... I actually think you two are... Because obviously I mainly spent time with you, like, in the studio. We mm-hmm. haven't spent that much time sort of outside, you know, like, this has been more time than ever before.
Has it really?
I think so. And I've sort of really got to see a side of it. I'm like, oh no, they really are like this all the time.
Wait, you're quite eccentric.
Wait, explain this.
I just think you're both quite eccentric. Well, there's been multiple times where I'll just sort of walk into a room and genuinely just hit meow. And I thought that was just a thing you did at home. Nope. Sophie's just, meow! I'm like, is there a cat in here? It's a different frequency. It's a very high frequency. It goes high.
Wait, so Jackie, you've noticed that?
Yeah. Yesterday, we're in quite a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Waiting for our meal, just a starter. Jamie, you've got a big bag of sweets.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just eating fizzy rainbows
yeah.
before the starter. You're 35, yeah. man.
Okay, go on, let's start with Jamie. So who do you think's weirder since spending time with us?
I think you bring out the weird in each other.
Firstly, you have to get into us. What am I like to work with when it comes to doing our tour? What's it like?
So we're doing the rehearsals in Liverpool. Do you want to know why we're in Liverpool, by the way?
Yeah.
Because it's cheaper to do it here than it is in London.
God.
Yeah, it's quite a boring reason. So we're in the big studio space. I get in there an hour earlier because it's quite a big team. You know, we've got lighting mm-hmm. people and mm-hmm. camera people, and we've all got to sort of set it up and make it look perfect. And stage direction, and we'll plan it all, like, meticulously look through every point, make sure we're meeting it. We've got cue points.
Yep.
Jamie comes in, right, why don't we just change everything and start it like this and do this? And about, literally, for the first 20 minutes, it's complete chaos. Jamie's like, right, guys, can you sit down? You're like, yeah, right, so I've got another idea. I've got a bit up and down, up and down. And I look at Sophie, she's like, yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Are you serious? It's like
this
that?
This is your worst time that you are as a person is times like this.
Why?
Something comes out of you. It's like what happened when we got married. Like that whole period, you just like there's a bull that gets unleashed, yeah. and it's intolerable, to be honest.
Well, is it?
You know, in primary school,
like steaming through your nose. You know what I mean?
You know, in primary school, when yeah. there's the kid who's got his hand up but he doesn't get picked, and yeah. he really wants to be, and he's like.
Like that.
You really want to sort of get your ideas
How
out.
How annoying.
But you just sort of say, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not sure it's going to work. And then eventually you lose the energy and then we get to do the thing that we planned with the full team.
You wow. let him go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then by the end of him talking about it, we're all like, we've listened.
Yeah.
And then you've lessened in energy and you're like, okay.
But to give you credit, you do come up with some amazing ideas. It's like, you do get some gold out of it.
There you go.
But you've just got to ride the wave.
You've got to ride that wave. What about Sophie? What is Sophie like?
Oh, she's great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get out of here, Jackie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is Sophie like?
Easy, you know, she rocks up, does the lines. She's just up for it. It's just fun. It's nice. Yes, yeah, fun
no,
to work with.
No, it's
such a lie. She has about eight coffees in the morning.
Yeah.
Sophie, I don't have one.
You have that, and then I hear in the corner. No, and she's opening a Red Bull at 7:30 a.m.
No, 7:30 a.m. I'm going to delete that. No, I don't normally.
What was the earliest you had a Red Bull?
No, I did a shoot in Cornwall and I'd never had a Red Bull before and I tried a Red Bull and it gave me wings. I'm sorry. It gave me wings. And I've been so excited to get here because it's another excuse to have a Red Bull. So I'm like, oh my God, let's go on tour so I can crack open that delicious Red Bull.
What time did you have the Red Bull?
I had it at 10 yesterday.
10 a.m. Red Bull.
Yeah,
I didn't. That's brutal. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, crack that puppy right open.
Do you like it?
Yeah, okay, so I that's not 40 coffees. You have about 25 Diet Cokes. By the way, we're really healthy other than this.
We are very healthy.
There have been a few under-the-breath rows, which we've noticed in the studio.
But you've seen a lot of rows with us.
So generally, I'm great. Unless I'm hungry.
But
oh, yeah.
Oh, Jack experienced that.
Big time. Ah, yeah, big time. I just sort of have to stay out of it. Sophie, I sort of dodge the bullets.
Sophie gets hangry. And it's to the extreme where I cannot.
It's big.
It's big, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah. There was no avocados on the order.
Thank you very much.
Jamie.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I was about to fly to Congo. Where the hell they make avocados and bring one back?
Because I didn't order an avocado.
No, because you didn't let me look at the delivery and I said, have you ordered X, Y, Z? You said, it's orders, got loads. I looked at it. It's everything I hate. Pastrami. Ooh, all these things. Don't want to eat any of it. And I would never be so unthoughtful for you.
Jackie, I do want to say that you have been a real dream to be with and you've been incredible. So thank you so much for really guiding the show and making sure that we keep ourselves in place. And when Sophie and I do have our little bickers, which we do, and we don't really hide them, do we?
Nope.
They're right.
It's like a moat around you of people where we just sort of leave you to it for a few meters.
Yeah. And we're arguing about where Sophie turns to me and says, you've got to let me speak. And I said, Sophie, you can speak whenever you want. You don't let me speak. And I always say I let you speak.
No, you don't.
I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's coming to our shows. By the time this episode is released, we would have probably done maybe a show or a couple of shows. So to everyone who's come, we hope you really enjoyed it. I am so looking forward to our two London Hammersmith Apollos.
I went there the other day for a gig and I felt sick because it was so big.
How big is it? 7,000 people?
3,500 people a night. And we're doing two nights.
It's big, man.
It's huge.
Is it huge?
It's real. It's big.
Okay, well, I might shit myself when I get on stage, but that's okay.
Do you remember last time when you ran on in our first stage and you went, there are so many of you?
I know.
That was only 1,000. It's more than triple. Are you excited for it?
Yeah, I'm real excited.
Jackie, thank you so much. It's going to be a wild ride. And I think what we need to do to everyone, we need to keep everyone updated on what's going on the entire time. Okay, everybody. I want to say a big thank you for listening to our podcast once again. If you can send in all of your listeners' messages, we would absolutely love that. As always, send them to @newlywedspodcast on Instagram or newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk. All of the details in the show description. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, we're going to see you next week for another episode of Newlyweds. Hey, Jackie, you can join us in on this one. If you're getting engaged,
good luck.
If you're getting married,
go for it.
If you're thinking about getting engaged,
go get it, Tiger.
Go get it, Tiger.
What was that little finger pointing you just did? If you're divorced.
Oh, it's really
we love
sad,
you.
But it's still okay.
And if you're single.
You yeah, rock.
You go for it.
We'll see you later, guys.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.